USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's tweets canceling peace talks with Taliban leaders prompted a statement from the group saying Americans will suffer more than anyone else for calling off the talks. On CBS's Face the Nation, former Defense Secretary James Mattis was asked if the Taliban can ever be trusted.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
Some are criticizing the president for having invited the Taliban to Camp David. Florida Congressman Michael Waltz is among several Republicans criticizing the president's invitation to host them near the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
I don't ever want to see, again, as we head into the anniversary of 9/11, I do not ever want to see these terrorists step foot on United States soil, period.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
A cargo ship has overturned and caught fire on the Georgia coast. WJAX-TV reporter Danny Bozzini says searchers are having a hard time in their hunt for the missing crew members.
A very dangerous rescue mission is underway in the St. Simons Sound. The U.S. Coast Guard says there are 4 crew members still unaccounted for aboard the Golden Ray. The cargo ship started taking on water on its left side of the ship while leaving the port. The U.S. Coast Guard says so far 20 people have been rescued.
There's no official word yet on what caused the ship to flip over and catch fire. Sears is laying off about 250 employees at its headquarters. They emerged from bankruptcy in February and said they don't plan to close completely, but they will start to implement a permanent workforce reduction over a 14-day period beginning October 28th. Sears spokesman Larry Costello said affected employees were put on paid leave last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Here's the top movies at the box office over the weekend. Coming in at number one, It, Chapter 2, at $91 million. Angel Has Fallen drops down to number 2 with $6 million. The Good Boys is at number 3 with $5.4 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number 4 with $4 million. Number 5, The Overcomer at $3.8 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw at number 6 with $3.7 million. The Peanut Butter Falcon is at number 7 with $2.3 million. Tying it, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number 8, $2.3 million. At number 9, Ready or Not, bringing in $2.2 million. And Dora and the Lost City of Gold at number 10 with $2.1 million. A former Republican governor of South Carolina is entering the race for the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Mark Sanford making his announcement on Fox News Sunday, saying he will challenge President Trump for the Republican nomination. He's the third Republican to throw his hat in the ring, joining former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld and former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh. Sanford says he decided to run because, quote, we need to have a conversation on what it means to be Republican, saying, as a Republican Party, we have lost our way. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.